Blackstone Publishing presents Christmas by Accident by Cameron Wright. This book is read by Caroline Schaefer. To those who carry the Christmas spirit all year long, and to chocolate. Chapter 1. Meet Carter Cross. The squeaking of cheap leather shoes scuffing across the room's cut-pile carpet should have forewarned Carter. The footsteps carried the sound of breathing, but Carter didn't move, didn't glance up, didn't twist around. Instead, he pushed his body against the rubbery rim of his laminate desk and let his restless fingers resume their full frontal attack on his waiting keyboard. The breathing behind him deepened. Carter's eyes narrowed. His chin lifted, his gaze leapt word to word as his sentences crawled up the flickering monitor. His story was like Frankenstein rising from the table, and as Carter mouthed each syllable, the paragraph drew a breath. His office chair squeaked. A distant copy machine gurgled awake. He ran anxious hands through tousled hair as he read. Asphalt streaked below Ashton Blake and his motorcycle like a swollen spring river rushing beneath a bridge. The lane's painted center lines pulsed past so hypnotically that the man began to count. 2, 3, 4, 5. The curved road reminded him of a woman draped in Chinese silk, and he couldn't help but lean his bike close, so close he could have kissed pavement. Wham! A watermelon-sized boulder suddenly slammed onto the road and clipped the front tire of his Triumph Tiger 800, sending it into a horrific skid. A nearby clock ticked with apparent glee and appreciation. It was the most exciting thing written in the wearisome office in weeks. Carter's jaw tightened. He studied his last sentence. Should he use the M-dash or a comma? The breathing behind him burst into a scold.
You're embellishing again, aren't you? Even after Harold warned you no more embellishing?
It was an assault that cracked the silence, punctured the pleasure, let the lingering contentment that had pooled around Carter spill to the floor and drain away. He despised these moments, the first glimmers of recognition after being yanked back to reality. It was dreaming of tanning on a tropical beach surrounded by bikini-clad beauties, only to be awakened by honking on the street outside his cold apartment, and to roll over to remember that it
Sample complete. Ready to continue?